Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. Today, I want to talk more about this bread and butter price point of $300,000, which is 10 million baht. Why that is such the magic number here for Thailand for retirement, and the significance of that number, not just as an expat, but for Thais. So before I jump into it is, think about your situation. For those of you that are in the mid to lower income, $300,000, what can that provide you with? Maybe that can provide you with retirement for 5 years, 6 years, 9 years, under 10 years. That's not gonna be that long. You're gonna have to go back in the workforce. You're gonna run out of your money. So $300,000 is an impossible number to work with. And the sad thing is $300,000 is not that much money anymore in Western countries. But here in Thailand, that's a whole different story. Whether you're 25 years old with $300,000, you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, there's a lot of possibilities. And let me tell you what they are. So the Thais, middle-class Thais, or should I say just most educated Thais, or their goal is to accrue 10 million baht, the majority of them. If you have 10 million baht, and this is for a family, I'm not talking about per individual, for a family, they are considered rich. Isn't that crazy? $300,000, you're considered rich. So if a Thai husband and wife has $300,000 among both of them, and they're in their 40s or even 50s, they know for a fact that they don't need to work anymore. $300,000 will last them until their 80s, 90s, even 100. More than enough money, cover everything. And again, just a caveat, this number of $300,000 is after your home expense. So home expense, if you're new to this, just refer back to some of my prior podcast. You know, you can buy condos as low as $50,000. But obviously, prices here for real estate is significantly lower than your Western country, and it's a lot more affordable, where the average cost of a piece of property in some of these Western countries can be anywhere from a condo that's $250,000 to a single family home that's $400,000. Well, here, the prices of those are anywhere from 50 to 75% less. So this budget I'm talking about is after you've already secured your home, your condo, your townhouse, or your single family home. So $10,000, 10 million baht. Thais can live off of that for the rest of their life. They consider that to be a lot of money, and with that much money, you're considered rich. Definitely the upper echelon of class. So now for Westerners, because Westerners have more need, bigger appetites, a little bit less healthy, $300,000 per person, if you are 50 years old, after you secured your real estate here, will last you for the rest of your life. Without a doubt. Can you do it with just $300,000 per couple at 50? Yes, you can. If you're willing to cook more, understand, maybe even learn Thai. Because by learning Thai, I'm not saying you have to, but learning Thai, there are so many cost savings ways for everyday expenses. Whether it's healthcare, to food delivery services, to just buying food, everyday things. If you know Thai, you can actually save a lot of money. Because when you're just communicating in English, you're only really getting the best level service, the best level care, the best level food. So that is a distinctive difference. But if you're 50 years old and you only have $300,000 between both of you, yes, you can. You can't retire that amount. You know, the reason why I wanted to do this episode is because, so the Fed just raised the interest rate by 50 basis points. This is the United States. So interest rates are increasing. Inflation is still increasing. Cost of goods and services is still increasing. And real estate prices are still increasing. So everything's still going up. But the equity markets and the crypto markets are down. Definitely in the bear market. I'm a pretty firm believer now that we are in a crypto winter. We are in a crypto bear market. And just like, super famous hedge fund trader, Michael Burry, what made him famous was the movie was portrayed, or his character was portrayed by Christian Slater from The Big Short. He has been warning everybody since the beginning of 2021 of an imminent crash, and it's happening, or it's going to happen. The EU countries, the UK, a lot of people believe they're already in recession. Those of you listening to this in the UK, you probably see it too. You're already in recession, or you're going to be in a recession within the next quarter or two. The United States will go into recession maybe sometime next year. You're seeing more and more banks talking about that. So now the question is, going into a world recession, going to a domestic recession, wherever you're from, do you have the energy to withstand this again, to having to rebuild your business again? You did it most recently, 15 years ago, during a real estate crash. You had to rebuild your business, that things were going flying well. Great 2019. All of a sudden, this pandemic hits. 2.5 years, business goes down. Had to rebuild it again. Now we're going to potentially another recession. Currencies are depreciating in value. Crypto market isn't doing jack right now, but I still feel it's one of the best investments. DCA, dollar cost into it. But the bottom line is there really isn't any good investments out there. There's absolutely nothing. Should you pour into gold? Yeah, maybe. But there's really nothing. So my suggestion to some of you is take a step back, come here to Thailand, and do a mini retirement. You can do that here. House prices, let's give an example, United States, because I'm American, are historically high. You're not going to be able to time the market and sell it at absolute highest. It's high now. Sell it. Sell your house. Take the equity that you have there and whatever you have in savings. Come here, and most likely that number that you have, you could probably retire with. If not, that can definitely last you anywhere from 5, 10, 15, 20 years where you don't have to work. What I'm trying to say is that for most of you, you will have enough money to come here, still have a great life, and regroup. Not having to shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Rebuild your business, new business plan, new direction. How many times have you done it? And if you're asking me the same question, between the infamous real estate financial crash of 20 of 2008 of 08 to when the market started coming back up, I had to basically retool, change my business plan for my business at least 20 times. I never gave up. But moving here to Thailand, this is how Thailand has changed me. Moving here to Thailand, because I have no more holdings, nothing in the United States, all sold many, many years ago. Everything is here and in Taiwan. I don't have to do that. If you might have heard from one of my latest episodes, this pandemic started 2.5 years ago. Just now, May 2022, now countries are opening up, like Thailand. Thailand's completely open for vaccinated and unvaccinated. Listen to that episode. Mask mandates are going down. So it's been 2.5 years. And my wife and I took 2.5 years off. We just work when we want to. It's not like I went retool, had to retool my business, figure out some new strategies. No, I didn't want to do that anymore. I'm tired of doing that. Because here in Thailand, my wife and I already have the peace of mind. We don't have to work anymore. We're only working because we choose to work. And that's what I'm suggesting for many of you. Even if you only have enough money for 1, 2, or 3 years, you can still come here and just take a step back, take a breather. Figure out what you do for the rest of your life. Figure out the mistakes that you just recently made and figure out how to not make them again. Figuring out how to new marketing plans and campaigns of basically, like I say, is retooling your business for the new world, for the new economy after recession. How are you going to suffer through this? How are you going to wither through this? Instead of having to chase every single buck to pay for rent, to pay for your mortgage, to pay for your car payment, pay for this, pay for that, pay for everything, you can come here and everything, all your bills, all your expenses just start shrinking. Now you can eliminate that burden and concentrate on your mental and physical health and your professional life and your business. Even someone with $50,000, let's say you only have $50,000, you've maxed all your credit cards, your home's going to foreclosure, you're going to bankruptcy, you're going to file for bankruptcy. So what next? It's going to be hard for you to rent. And if you are going to rent, what, a one bedroom, depending on where you're at? I know in Las Vegas and Phoenix, one bedroom apartment now is like $1,500. $1,500. With $1,500, and that's just to rent your apartment, for $1,500 here in Thailand, that could pay for everything. $300 set aside, three to 500, let's just make it easy. Let's just say $500 for a one bedroom apartment in a nice location. 500 bucks, 1,000 bucks, easily last you for the rest of the month. You'll still be able to eat out every single day. You won't have to cook a single meal. You'll still be able to afford to go to bars, drink, just basically have your cake and eat it too. But you can't do that in your country. Things are going to go sideways. They're happening now. And especially those crypto investors that just got hammered. You know, maybe you bought at the top of September, October 2021 of last year. And then, you know, the market, depending on what token or coin you bought into, your portfolio can be anywhere from 35 to even 75% down, but you're still hodling it. It's okay because it's going to come back up as long as you don't have any stupid things in there, like, well, I won't say what, but as long as you have some blue chip, some layer one, layer twos, you know that's going to come back. But while that's coming back, you're struggling. Why struggle? Come to Thailand, live a great life here, take a year off, take 2 years off, take 3 years off to wait for the market to come back. And you're living here stress-free. Back to that person with 50,000 bucks. 50,000 bucks, that'll last you 2, 3 years easily. Easily. So right now, we're literally in this cusp, this little teetering point of different economies slowly going to recession. And we don't know how bad it's going to be because it's Russia-Ukraine war. And then remember this, we have this big dragon that's kind of hanging out there, which is China. If China goes into recession, which a lot of people think they have, it's going to be some serious more supply chain issues. There's a lot of things going on, folks, on a macro level. If you're not studying macroeconomics, you really should be. There's a lot of bad shit going on. And when this stuff starts to crash, so if the equity market starts to crash, don't think that your Bitcoin or Ethereum is going to save you, because people are still looking at that as just a tech stock, and it's still very much well connected and correlated with what the equity markets does. Equity market goes down, crypto is going to go down. It has not separated. People still do not see. Yes, there are people like Michael Saylor and a lot of these gurus which want to adopt it and feel everyone should adopt it, but they're still very early in the game in the way they're thinking. The most people around the world do not see cryptocurrency as a store of value. They just look at it as a tech stock. So if the equity market is going down, and some analysts believe that Bitcoin may fall under 30,000, maybe it go as low as 25,000. So what then? You know, grab that application from McDonald's. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to move back home with your parents. You still have a little bit of money. Come here. Even with, let's just say, 25,000. 25,000. You can live 2 years here not having to work. Easily a year, year and a half. I'm talking everything. All your expenses. Housing, food, everything. 25,000, that would maybe last you 6 to 8 months in the States or in Australia. Think about this. This is a great opportunity for you to take a mini retirement, take a step back, figure out what you want to do, how to change some things up, kind of look back at mistakes, like I said, make sure you're not making the same ones. Gives you enough time to figure everything out. And then when you're ready, you can jump back in. Because right now, very, very soon, if you haven't already, you're just probably putting out fires. And more fires are going to come. So take it from somebody that has been through some of these crashes. I remember the internet crash or the dot-com crash. Definitely suffered through the real estate financial crash. If I can look now, if someone were to give me the same exact advice, if the real estate market crash were to happen right now, let's say it's 2008 or 2009, I would tell myself, get the F out of Newport Beach, sell everything, get out of Costa Rica, get out of Latin America, complete waste of your time. Opportunities are just going to get less and less. And then come here to Thailand with the money you have and then just retire. Don't even work again. If I would have done that, I would have saved a shitload of money. But instead, you know what I did? I just kept trying. Dumping more money into marketing, working with developers where it's costing me money working with them because they can't afford to pay for my marketing services. So I'm doing it for free, paying it out of my pocket, but instead of getting a higher commission. But then as developers, some of them fail to get funding, go under. So here, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, wasted effort. I didn't just spend tens of thousands, I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars of wasted money. Complete waste. And if I were to do it again, I would have came here. I would have been done. Actually, back then, my parents told me to go to Taiwan, which I should have. I could have done the same exact thing. Could have went to Taiwan, just retired with what I had. So don't chase the down market when you don't have to. Don't live a life of just putting out fires if you don't have to. It's unhealthy. It's going to tear up your relationships. Instead, take a step back, figure out what you need to sell. Sell everything. Everything. And come here. I'll say this for another episode, but just very quickly. If you are 50 and above, you can retire. You can apply for a retirement visa. Retirement visa, the only requirements are you're 50 years old, you have no criminal record, and then you have to put roughly about $25,000 into a Thai bank account to let it marinate. With that, you get a one-year visa that's renewable every single year, as long as you have those three requirements. If you want a 5 to 10 year retirement visa, same exact thing, except you're putting in $100,000. For those of you that do not fit in that demographic that aren't 50 years old, then your options are, is number one, is you can just go in and out of the country. So one of the great things about Thailand is we have a lot of, travel's cheap, travel's super cheap, and people do this all the time, is you can basically apply. So if you go through your embassy, you can actually apply for a two-month tourist visa. And when you come to Thailand, you can only renew it once for 30 days. So that gives you a full 3 months. If you do that, you stay here full 3 months, then you know what most people do? They take a short vacation and they adventure off to Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, just right next door. Go down south to Malaysia, Indonesia. Trips are inexpensive and cheap. They'll go out, they'll go down there maybe for a weekend or 3-4 days, a week, or even a month, and they come back for another 3 month visa. If you don't want to apply your visa through your embassy, then you get 2 months. You get visa on arrival, basically 30 days. Then you can go to immigration, and then you can apply for another 30 days, which costs you $60. But then after 2 months, you just have to leave the country, fly out, and then fly back in. If you think that's a pain in the ass, people have been doing that for decades upon decades upon decades. I did it myself. Not a pain in the ass. It's actually quite fun. Because as one of my friends said it best, oh my God, Thailand is forcing me to travel. That's not a bad thing at all. And that's basically what it's doing. It's making you travel. Forcing you to go check out other places. Add some adventure into your life. So if you're 25, 30 years old, your freaking crypto portfolio looks like shit, but you don't want to sell any of it. You're holding a freaking bag of Doge, of Shiba Inu and Safe Moon. It's all right. It's all right. You still have some money. Take a step back. Come here to Thailand. Get a freaking great place to live. Live in Bangkok. You want to live in Bangkok because that's where all the fun and all the action is. Live in Bangkok, and most likely someone like yourself will find some other opportunities to make money. And then every 2 to 3 months, you leave the country, go check out some cool places like Lam Prabang in Laos, go to Angkor Wat, Cambodia, do some kiteboarding in Mui Ne, Vietnam, go down to Bali, all kinds of cool shit to do. So we're going into a bear market, folks. We're going into a recession. How you deal with it is certainly up to you. Or the other alternative is to kick it to the curb and wait it out here in Thailand. So thank you so much for joining me. We'll see you soon.